recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now, I will turn the meeting over to our host, Marky Flannery. You may begin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining me on the call today. There are only a handful of questions that were submitted in advance, so I will address those at the conclusion. If anyone has any questions you'd like to submit, please feel free to send them in while I'm speaking. Thank you. So fall is now officially here. According to the National Weather Service, the autumnal equinox occurred at 9:31 a.m. yesterday, although the fall temperatures seem to have arrived a few days early. The good news is it looks like we're going to get some warm weather over the next few days. Besides being the start of the fall, this is National Rehabilitation Awareness Week. So let me again thank all of our rehab therapists and therapy assistants for the amazing work that you do every day with our patients, clients, and plan members. A Zoom celebration will be held for our therapy staff at 11 a.m. on October 2nd. As of Monday, New York State has now reported a COVID-19 positive test rate of less than 1% for 44 of the last 45 days. The positive test rate for New York City on Monday was exactly 1%, while Long Island reported a 1.1% rate and Mid-Hudson region was 1.2%. The number of people hospitalized across the state has also remained under 500. New York reported 3 deaths from COVID-19 on Monday and 1 on Sunday, the lowest daily number since the pandemic began. Even 1 death is too many. But overall, these numbers show that New York, along with the surrounding states, continues to do a good job of keeping the COVID curve flat. Unfortunately, 3 of our own VNSNY staff members did test positive for COVID-19 in the last week. This is a reminder for all of us that even though the curve is low in our region, we still have to stay vigilant and keep following all preventive measures, including social distancing, washing your hands, wearing a face mask around others, and getting your flu shot. So far, over 60 VNSNY staff members have already received their flu shot and submitted that information to health services. That's a great start. Now we need to get everyone else to get one. We've made that very easy for you to get your flu shot. Just go to the VNSNY intranet homepage and click on the Fight the Flu banner, or for Partners in Care staff, go to the Partners in Care resource page on Frontline. There you'll find complete information on how to get a free flu shot, including how to print out a voucher for a free flu shot at Walgreens, Duane Reade, or CVS. For the moment, these vouchers are your best option. We do expect to get our shipments of flu vaccine within the next week or two. Once that shipment gets here, we'll be offering shots in our regional offices, so please stay tuned. In the meantime, if you do get a flu shot at one of the pharmacies or your own physician, please remember to send the documentation into health services. Schools across the tri-state area are now open. As New York City parents know, the city schools have begun remote classes, but they've moved their start date for in-person learning to next Tuesday, September 29th for elementary schools, and to Thursday, October 1st, for middle and high schools. Most New York City students will be in the classroom 1 to 3 days a week and will do distance learning the rest of the time. Speaking of school, the results of our employee child care survey are in. About 1,500 staff responded, 60% of whom have at least one child under age 18 living at home. While many parents were still awaiting final word about the fall plans for their children's schools when this survey was conducted, one thing that's clear is that supervising children while they're doing remote learning is a big issue. About half of the respondents indicated that they are sharing remote learning responsibilities with someone else, often a family member, but the other half said they're alone with their children during distance learning. Everyone responding to the survey also indicated that they want and need flexibility and understanding of their home situation and support in managing it. I should add that it wasn't just parents with children under 18 who expressed this. Some respondents are struggling with caring for elderly parents. Others have older children with special needs, and we also heard from a number of grandparents who are actively helping their adult children supervise their grandchildren. So I want to thank everyone who responded to the survey, and I also want to assure you that we hear your concerns loud and clear. We're already working to make adjustments based on the feedback. We're also adding many of the tools and resources that you flagged to our partner, our parent support page on the internet. One of the survey's biggest findings, though, is that those of you with parenting or other responsibilities need to engage more with your managers to share your situation and brainstorm solutions on how to balance work and home needs. Only about 20% of the survey respondents said they had done this so far. So I encourage everyone with childcare or other family pressures to please sit down with your managers and discuss how VNSNY can support you. Shifting to our business units, our census numbers continue to hold steady at levels more or less even with where they were before the COVID-19 pandemic began. While the number of COVID-19 patients we're caring for remains quite low, so it appears that we're settling into a much more normal flow of referrals as we head into autumn, which is good news. We're also going to be starting up our virtual VNSNY cafes in the next few weeks, so watch out for details on that. As 2021 draws closer, we're also getting closer to the time when I'll be stepping down and Dan Sabat, our Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, will be taking over as CEO on February 1st. If anyone hasn't yet seen Dan's video that was posted on Frontline yesterday, please take a few minutes to watch it. In the several years that he's been here, Dan has come to know our organization extremely well, and he's going to do a great job taking it forward. While you're on the Frontline website, I encourage you to check out some of the other articles featured on the homepage. Partners in Care staff will be especially interested in the terrific question and answer interview with Jim Rolla, the new Senior Vice President for Partners in Care. There's also an article about our new Community Collaborations platform, which brings together information on all of our community engagement programs in one place, so all of our staff can access it. Finally, we have two support calls for Partners in Care Home Health Aides this week, one which was held yesterday, and another tomorrow, Thursday at 1 p.m. Our support call for staff recovering from COVID-19 took place yesterday, and our all-staff support call will take place tomorrow, Thursday at 10:15 a.m. In addition, anyone interested in participating in our parent support group at 4 p.m. on Thursday afternoon should email Leah Lundberg. You'll find her email address on the parent support page in the COVID-19 section of the intranet. So that concludes my update. I will now turn to questions that were sent by email to the COVID-19 conference email box. So the first question. Employees who have children are doing remote learning, will those parents still be able to work remote some days to help their children if they don't have extra support? So as I mentioned, we are working with our staff to support them in this regard, and there are some roles that cannot be remote and they need to be full-time in the office, and clearly our field staff need to be in the field, but I would encourage you to work with your manager and where we are able to support that you work remote some days and perhaps in the office on the others, that would be great. Next question. When will the recordings of Marky's call from last week, September 15th, be posted? So actually, this was posted today. We apologize for the delay, but it is now posted. Last week's call is now posted. Next question. Will Visiting Nurse Service of New York participate in the payroll tax holiday? On August 28th, the IRS issued a notice allowing employees to suspend withholding and paying to the IRS eligible employees Social Security payroll taxes as, quote, part of COVID-19 relief. The payroll tax holiday or suspension runs from September 1st through December 31st and applies only to employees whose wages are less than $4,000 for a biweekly period, including salaried workers earning less than $104,000 per year. companies that suspend collection of employees' payroll tax would collect additional amounts from workers' paychecks from January 1 through April 30th next year to repay the tax obligation. So, Marion, would you like to address this? I know this has come up before, so perhaps you can address this.
Yes, thank you. This is Marion Haas, Chief Human Resources Officer. The question about the payroll tax holiday, we did look into when it was first announced, and we made a decision not to participate in this program. It was not a mandatory program for our employers to participate, and we didn't feel that it was appropriate to implement for our employees, since it just moved the responsibility to pay your employee Social Security taxes to early next year. There will be an announcement going out from Human Resources today to alert all staff to this decision. Thanks for the question.
Thank you. Next question. Good morning, and thanks for having these weekly calls. The question pertains to our commuter benefits, and I can't recall if it was asked before. I realize that we can use our commuter benefits for services like Uber and Lyft. However, we can only use it for pool services in which multiple people ride in the same vehicle. Considering that social distancing is now in effect for safety reasons and Uber and Lyft has suspended its pool system to services, is there a way we can use these commuter benefits without using the pool? So I don't know the answer to this. Marion, by chance, do you know?
I do not know, but we have sent this question to our account manager who manages this benefit for us, and we will be back in touch with everyone with an update on it.
Great. Thank you. Next question. Can the daily COVID assessment be shortened, as the entire process takes 5 minutes of each of our mornings to complete? It would be greatly appreciated. So I know I do it every morning because I'm coming into the office, and it doesn't take me 5 minutes. It takes about a minute, but not sure if you're using what device you're using to do it. But, Marion, is this something we can look at? I'm not sure, Marion, if you're handling this or if Tony is.
I can reply yes. We can contact the individual who posed this question to find out how they're accessing Workday to answer this assessment, because you're absolutely right, Marky. Most of the feedback I have, and even from personal experience in completing it, it shouldn't take 5 minutes.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Next question. Is the flu voucher will the flu voucher also be available to all of my family members who are covered under my health plan? I guess back to you, Marion. Is flu voucher only for employees or for employees and covered family members?
The flu voucher is only for employees.
Okay. So employees could get a flu shot if they make an appointment with their physician or primary care provider, if they're covered employees.
Employees covered by... That's correct. That's correct. They can have their flu shot from their own provider, their own medical provider. They can use our flu vouchers for shots at the CVS, Walgreens, et cetera. Their family members who are covered can't use the flu voucher, but they're certainly covered under their insurance coverage to have a flu shot.
Great. Thank you. Next question. Good morning. I'm not sure if I missed this information at another time, but did we receive our 2% increase? I know it was mentioned that we would receive it in July, but I'm not sure if I missed it. So I believe you did. It went into effect in July, but Marion, I'll ask you to address this as well.
That is correct, Marky. It did go into effect in July for this individual. We'll double-check your record and be back in touch with you to ensure that it was implemented for you.
Great. So that was the end. We got a couple of extra questions that were sent in. I started my call, and I've already addressed them all. So I have one more. I'll take it now, and then if there are no others, we'll conclude the call. So the next one. I work on call and hear constant complaints from patients and family members over not getting through to the office staff in a timely manner, being on hold too long, sometimes 15 minutes, only to get the call dropped. Can calling into the office be more streamlined? So, Michael, can I ask you to talk about what we're doing to address this issue?
Certainly, Marky. It's Michael Bernstein, Chief Administrative Officer, and the individual who sent in this question, I really think it's appropriate that we hear what you are hearing from patients and family members. It's certainly not lost on us that one of our gaps is our ability to utilize a telephone system in order to keep calls from dropping and make the process more streamlined. And so, in fact, we did create a new initiative in the early part of this year called our Contact Center Shared Services Initiative. We hired a VP of Contact Center Shared Services. He started with us in March. His name is Dan Wallace. This activity is reporting up to me, and a major part of what we are undertaking is to bring to VNSNY a new underlying software platform called a telephony platform that will serve us much better than what we have been using in the past in terms of the managing of call queues or lists or lines that they're referred to so that we don't drop calls. We are at the final stages after an extensive process with respect to finding that software partner, and we'll implement that this fall. In addition, we are undertaking a concerted effort to bring state-of-the-art call center or contact center tools and training and activities so that we can all do better with the incoming calls that we have so that our patients and family members feel better served. And lastly, we are looking hard at what's the reason that people call us in the first place, because if we can find ways to prevent them from having to make that call or answer their question in advance of an incoming phone call, then we'll reduce the volume of incoming calls, and that will make a better experience for everybody. So again, thank you very much for the question. It's not lost on VNSNY throughout the organization that this is something critical for us to address, and we are working very hard to address it. Thank you, Marky.
Thank you. So I just want to go back to the question regarding the 2% increase and just clarify that the person who sent this question was eligible for their 2% increase, and Marion will be verifying that they received it. However, depending on the role that you're in, if you're covered under one of our collective bargaining agreements, then your increases would have been based on the schedule associated with the collective bargaining agreement. It is for the non-union administrative staff that the 2% increase would have gone into effective July. Is that anything to add to that, Marion, just to clarify?
Thank you, Mark. You know, that's absolutely correct. There are increases in the collective bargaining agreements that fall on different dates. And if anyone has a question on what is applicable for them, please send it through to Ask HR.
Thank you. So those were the end of the questions. I want to just take a moment to mention that in addition to Michael and Marion, who you heard from along with me in response to some questions on the line, I also do have Andrea Castellanos and Tony Dawson. So just give them a moment to introduce themselves so that you know that they're on the line here to help support answering any of your questions. So Andrea and Tony, if you can just intro yourselves.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Andrea Castellanos, and I'm the Chief of Provider Services. I'm happy to be on this call today. Thanks.
Hey, good morning. This is Tony Dawson. I'm the Vice President of Quality and Customer Experience, and I'm happy to be on the call today, too. Thank you.
Thank you. So I appreciate their support because together we have hopefully the brain power to answer the questions that are submitted. So with that, I am going to conclude the call because there were no additional questions. So I wish you a safe rest of your day, a good rest of the week, and look forward to your participating on the call again next week. Thank you very much.